Right now, for the first time this year, it is the inaugural 2022 report from the Republican American with Ruth Epstein, who covers our area for the Republican American. You can find Ruth's story, and you can find them at the Republican American itself, home delivery, mail, or, by the way, you can also watch it on the web, rep-am.com. Good morning, Ruth. Happy New Year.
And to you. Did you stay up to ring in the new year?
No. No, but I didn't even think I was going to get up to text and call my family, but I did. I did. I got up at about 11 o'clock. I did it early this year.
Very good.
And then back, I think I was asleep by 11:02.
Yeah, we're getting to that point. Yes.
You know, somehow Ryan Seacrest doesn't do it for me.
Nah. Where's Guy Lombardo when you need him?
Imagine, you know, I used to make fun of Guy Lombardo, and now I say the same thing.
Yeah.
The Royal Canadians. Guy Lombardo with the Royal Canadians.
The Royal Canadians, exactly. Oh, we're showing our age.
We are.
Well, the new year starts off, and we had a couple of stories this week. We have a meeting coming up on January 6th, a public hearing with Department of Energy and Environmental Protection because of the tree cutting at Housatonic Meadows. People in that area are outraged at the mass cutting of oaks and pines and have been lobbying to get a meeting with DEEP officials, and finally that's happening. And it's a Zoom meeting. It's this Thursday at 6 o'clock. Anybody who wants to listen can click on and hear what people have to say, and maybe DEEP defending itself as to why that happened. So interesting story there. Also, we have a story about Sharon Planning and Zoning coming up with another hearing on a bunch of amendments to the regulations, mainly about cannabis, and they're going to probably look for a moratorium as they research and see how they want to handle it now that marijuana is legal to sell in the state of Connecticut. So, and several other things on that hearing, including use of old barns and a bunch of other things. But as we start the new year, Marshall, it starts off again on tonight with our many, many meetings, Salisbury Board of Selectmen, Canaan Board of Selectmen, Region 1. It always starts the weekend, the month, and the year with lots of meetings.
And the Falls Village Board of Selectmen have a special meeting this morning, I think, at 9:30.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's what I have here. That doesn't necessarily mean it's true, but that's what I've typed out.
Okay. I wonder if, well, they got to talk about new town clerk. I know that's one of the issues. You know, they have decided to go with an appointed town clerk as of January 1st, and they hadn't chosen anybody. At the last meeting, they put it off until the end of the year to make sure they got all the applications in. So we'll have to follow that up. Tomorrow is the Cornwall Board of Selectmen.
Yep.
And as I say, on the 6th, that tree hearing with DEEP. And
also on the 5th, the Falls Village Democratic Town Committee is having their meeting at the firehouse.
Right.
There, but it's not Zoom or anything like that. You have to show up in Poison, and you have to be masked.
And you've got to be a Democrat.
Well, yes.
Otherwise, kind of, you know, I'm sure there are things happening, but that's all that's on my calendar. But
well, the interesting thing is that the Salisbury Winter Sports Association had to cancel their jump camp this past mm-hmm. weekend, but it does appear that we might get some snow on Friday. And if we get snow, there's snow, they've got that coming up on the 15th and 16th. So,
right.
So they moved it. They've moved it to Saturday and Sunday, the 15th and 16th, the jump camp at the Satry Hill site.
It is strange. The weather is strange, and of course we have the upsurge in the uptick in COVID, and some schools are having to cancel because of lack of staffing around the area. And
an interesting story that I pulled over the weekend, that the state of Connecticut is looking at different guidelines for quarantine and COVID information and that they might pass along to the schools. They might, this is being under consideration, that they no longer, they look more importantly at the signs that someone might have COVID-19, the sniffles, the stuff like that, and not necessarily wait until someone's actually been diagnosed. Put more importance on looking for the signs.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, are you hearing? I'm hearing of many people I know who have gotten it mildly, because most of the people I know are vaccinated and boosted, but a lot of just, it's there. It's coming. It's so contagious.
I know a family, and this, this is the problem, a family, and a family, a dad, a mom, and a couple of kids. The kids were identified as testing positive for COVID, all right? So, of course, they started their quarantine right away. Now, the tests, they all took tests. The two kids came back positive, and the father came back positive, but the mother did not. But then the mother started showing signs of COVID-19 and was told by the doctor, well, yeah, you might have antibodies in your system that don't show up, that prevent that disease showing up as a positive. But, yeah, you can have COVID and not test positive for it. So it's a tricky situation for everybody, and there's not much you can do about it at this point because this variant is all around the place. It's now really almost as common as the flu.
Yeah, yes, exactly. It's nothing, I mean, it obviously it's serious, but it's not as that heartbreaking, heart-stopping, oh my God, he's got COVID.
If you're unvaccinated and you're not a healthy person, if you're unvaccinated and, quote, not a healthy person, if you have any thing that really affects your health, you could be in trouble. But if you're a healthy person, and it appears that you will get a bad case of the flu. We're just in that weird position where the pandemic is about set to become an endemic, where it's going to be like the flu and everything else, and we're just going to have to deal with it on a yearly basis.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel sorry for the schools, though, because they're caught between a rock and a hard place. This is not an easy thing for these schools to do.
Yeah. And again, as we said before, I give Lisa Carter, the superintendent, a lot of credit. She's kept us really apprised with letters and notes every day.
And she sent out a letter on Friday for the weekend welcoming everybody back and explaining the protocols and the ramifications that they have coming back into school.
Yep. Yeah, she's really worked very hard on all this. We do have that subdivision here in Kent, at the Northern Gateway, that was approved by P&Z, and we now have a group appealing that decision. So things have stopped. Any activity there has to be halted, any proposed activity. And so we have a possible, well, a court case coming down on that one as well.
All right.
So things to be watching for in 2022 as we look ahead. There's much I'm sure we'll be covering.
All right, Ruth, I want you to stay healthy, wealthy, and wise, and we'll speak to you next week.
Okay, take care, Marshall.
Take care, Ruth.
You too.
That is Ruth Epstein, of course, from the Republican American with the Republican American Report. You can find Ruth at the Republican American website, rap-am.com, or right here on Robin Hood Radio.